Hello everyone, it's Roshni here and I am back with story number 27 on my podcast, Grab Some Sticks. Today I will be sharing the story of the patron saint of Ireland, Saint Patrick, and why people celebrate him all around the world. Before I begin, I have a few shout-outs to make. So Gia Ditch 2, Fia, Jake, Rory, Aoife, Maeve, Cara, Niamh, Tara, Rian, Ida May, Fionn, Francis, Nuala, Steffi, or Miss Smith, and Owen. I hope you like it. Here we go. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated each year on March the 17th in Ireland and by many people from all around the world. They honour St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. He was born in Britain hundreds of years ago and raised in a Christian family. His parents didn't name him Patrick. Some people believe his name was Maywin. When he was about 16, he was kidnapped and brought to Ireland where he was made a slave. His captors forced him to herd sheep. He prayed that God would help him. 6 years later, he escaped. After finally arriving back in Britain, he lived quietly, thoughtfully, and prayed. He realized what he wanted to do. He had dreams of returning to Ireland to teach people about God. People called scholars have been writing about Patrick throughout the years. They tell us that he may have studied religion in France, and we know that he became a priest and then a bishop. At last, Bishop Patrick's dreams came true. He sailed back to his country and began preaching. He built churches and schools all over the country. People noticed his kind ways and trusted him. Bishop Patrick spent the rest of his life caring for the Irish people. They loved this kind man. People honour Patrick on March the 17th because this is the day he lay to rest. Years later, he was made a saint, Saint Patrick. Today, many things are done to celebrate this holiday. People go to church to give thanks to St. Patrick for his work in Ireland. People have fun too. They dress in green to honour an ancient Irish custom. Hundreds of years ago, the people of Ireland burnt branches with green leaves and spread the ashes in fields to make them fertile and green. To wear green is to honour Ireland, the Emerald Isle. Decorations are put on doors and windows. Shamrocks appear everywhere. The shamrock is a plant that has three leaves and looks like clover. It is the symbol of St. Patrick as well as of Ireland. Leprechauns are remembered on this day. Long ago, some Irish folk believed in these little magic creatures. It was thought if you caught a leprechaun, you can make him lead you to a pot of gold. The harp is one of the oldest musical instruments and has been popular in Ireland since early times. It serves as another St. Patrick's Day decoration. On this special day, people may give cards to their families and friends. They also may make cakes and goodies such as Irish soda bread to share with others. Some people wear green carnations or pin shamrocks to their clothes to celebrate this holiday. Others give flowers. There may be St. Patrick's Day plays too. Some families and friends have quiet times together in remembrance of St. Patrick. Often there are meals to share. In many places, there are St. Patrick Day parades. Flags flutter in the wind, pipers and fiddlers play Irish tunes. There are green hats, people in costumes, green banners, lots and lots of green. the first ever St. Patrick's Day was celebrated in the United States in 1737 in Boston. Each year, in Ireland and by many people around the world, people love to celebrate this special day. Legend has it that St. Patrick got rid of all the snakes in Ireland by beating his drum. He frightened them into the sea. Today, there are no snakes in Ireland. Another legend is that each year on March the 17th, the fish rise from the sea. They pass before St. Patrick's altar in Ireland and then disappear back into the sea. This may be a reason why people often eat fish and chips on this day. Well, I hope you enjoyed learning about this special day that is celebrated all around the world. And from me, La Ella Podrick Sonadich, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. And from the senior infants at Sanford Parish National School,
La Ella Podrick Sonadich.
See you again next time. Bye, everyone.